WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Welcome into another episode here on WTUZ. It's part two with Tuscarawas Anti-Drug Coalition Coordinator Jody Salvo. Now, last week we talked about what the coalition is doing and how they are handling COVID since they are primarily comprised of students. And that podcast can be found at WTUZ.com. For today, though, Jody, let's go over some different things that you guys are focusing on in general, but also maybe some things that have gained your attention recently. And first, let's go back to last year. Vaping became a major concern with some health complications popping up. And what's kind of the latest on that vaping situation?
I do not have the current numbers. So the most recent numbers I have is 2018 from Tuscarawas County. But when I look at the United States as a whole, the uptick on vaping is still huge. Those funky lung diseases, I don't hear about those in the media much at this point. And it did look like a lot of those were because of marijuana-infused vape products. However, you know, there's been work about Tobacco 21, but it's still an unregulated industry. It's still very easy to conceal. I still think a lot of young people feel like, well, mine doesn't have nicotine in it. We still hear that all the time. So I would say it's still very much an issue. I wish we had the data. This year is the year that Tuscarawas County collects its youth and community data. Okay. So I sure hope we can figure out how to do it because that data really helps us understand the issues that are emerging, issues we need to deal with. And without that data, you don't realize what's going on. You don't realize how kids are seeing certain substances and issues.
Absolutely. And of course, with kids more at home now, their idea behind substances might change.
Absolutely.
Of how harmful it is.
So one of the projects that our marijuana committee was working on is developing a position paper on youth marijuana use. And it's an amazing document. And so this document just helps us understand the impact of marijuana use on young people. So it's not about adults. It's not about CBD products. It's not about medical marijuana. It's the effects of marijuana on undeveloped brain. But as we were doing research, and it is the latest, most emerging research out there, we absolutely see the marijuana of today is higher potency, and we've talked about that before. But the way young people are using marijuana, it's vaping. And those are just higher THC levels, much higher chance for addiction, a lot of unknowns about vaping and marijuana. So we are trying to prepare ourselves to be very educated, to educate our membership on this subject and concerns of youth marijuana use and the impact that might have on our community. So that's kind of some neat stuff that the coalition's doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Is that something, like, if you do see trending stuff like that, that you take a moment and focus on as a coalition?
Yeah. Usually what we'll see if we see some national stuff rise, we'll see, is this happening at a local level? And if it's happening at a local level, you know, getting the research and science behind understanding that particular issue, and then what are effective evidence-based strategies, because we want to use what works to prevent substance use.
I wanted to talk about here on this episode was, I think it was on maybe a Table Talk Tuesday or something on your guys' Facebook page, was just with kids spending more time at home. They're online a lot more, and predators, that's always a danger when it comes to that, you know, or seeing ads of vaping and stuff like that. So any tips or strategies?
I'll tell you what, you know, that's an interesting question, and I'm not a social media guru. I actually do not like social media that much, so I'm the weakest person in my department. However, if you want to just check out a podcast, if you go to adctusk.org, that's our website, or Spotify, wherever you want to go, there's a podcast on human trafficking. And in that podcast, they talk a lot about online issues, predators. I don't know. It's just a wonderful podcast that can kind of open parents' eyes to go, oh my goodness, like we really need to be vigilant on monitoring or having conversations with our young people about social media. And you know, it's a catch-22 right now, because as adults, we need to allow our kids to connect. So I would say more than any time, I would be a little more free on saying, hey, kid, you know, trying to create those relationships or ways for kids to have social interaction, mm-hmm. but really having conversations about not communicating with people you do not know. That podcast talks about how people can get information from our young people in such a subtle way. If they have the young person, they see their shirt and they see a Dover D, then they can figure out a school district, yeah. or it's actually pretty crazy. But really, you know, making sure your kids are willing to share your phone. If they're not allowing you to see their phones, that's a reason for concern. As the adult, you're probably paying for that phone, so you should have mm-hmm. access to that. Yeah. And if you do not know how to monitor it, you probably need to find a friend or someone that might be able to look at search histories and yeah. conversations. And kids aren't going to love that you're going to ask to look, but as a parent, you need to be looking.
Yeah, parent yeah. now, be friends later.
Yep, yep, because literally with substance use, they can order anything online. There yeah. is no substance you cannot get to your house. Yeah. Right now in Ohio, we're looking at talking about home delivery. Well, that's yeah. scary. The research, there's a couple areas where there's some research on home delivery. Mm-hmm. Youth access is very high in those situations, right. just because it's very difficult to verify if you're 21. Any other drug substance you can just order.
Well, that's going to end out this episode of WTUZ's Tusk Talks with Jody Salvo, and she's the coordinator for the Tuscarawas Anti-Drug Coalition. Be sure to check out all of our podcasts online at WTUZ.com, and don't forget to tune in next week to learn about a local group that focuses on moms and parenting in general in the first episode with Newsy Mom founder Michaela Madison. Again, that's coming up next Wednesday after our new news here on WTUZ. With your Tusk Talks, I'm Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.